Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Carlton. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flanagan. Jacoby moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerhart for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson bunts towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Hinzo moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinzo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerhart takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wiggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart. Hinzo reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabler is walked intentionally. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Joe Carter now playing first base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Ripken moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.